The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Twitter's enemies of the Constitution get grilled by Congress. That's right, former Twitter employees actually had to face some music for the first time. I cannot tell you that these Twitter employees are going to face any real consequences like they should. At least Elon Musk fired them and they're not employed anymore. But will they face any real consequences for colluding with the federal government and breaking laws and shattering the Constitution with our Department of Justice? I don't see how that's even possible. I mean, all Congress can do is refer the criminal activities to the Department of Justice, and you know our Department of Justice will let them go because our Department of Justice agrees with shredding and destroying the Constitution, and they want a two-tier justice system, our Department of Justice, because we have an evil regime that has overthrown our country by overthrowing our elections, and they know they don't answer to anyone but themselves. So if you got a bunch of people who know they don't really answer to the American people and they only answer to themselves, and the people that collaborated to help them steal the election are now being stood in front of Republican congressmen, they're not going to prosecute those people. They're going to protect them and high-five them behind the scenes, which they've already done. I'm sure they already got their high-fives in a long time ago. But now, it is good, though. It is nice to see that these roaches have light shined on them. You can see they're uncomfortable and they're squirming. They don't like it because these are Twitter employees. A lot of them are snowflake people raised to be a snowflake. So it is interesting, but they're trying to be clever. They try to dodge the questions by looking for minute little ways of dodging the question that's actually being asked of them. I have to give you a lot because I find this really interesting, what was said. And first, I'm going to give you a clip that Steve Bannon's War Room played. It's a big, long clip because I want you to see it for yourself. I think it's really... I think a lot of you have been waiting to at least see something. Something out of the Republicans. Look, they don't control the Department of Justice. I can't blame the Republicans for our corrupt Department of Justice per se. I can in the overall what has happened through years and years and years, but not the current Republicans that are grilling these guys. They can only do what they can do. But at least you can have some enjoyment out of the grilling of these people. So why not give you that enjoyment? Let's do that right now. Take a listen.
Bottom line is that the FBI had the Biden crime family laptop for a year. They knew it was leaking. They knew it would hurt the Biden campaign. So the FBI used its relationship with Twitter to suppress criminal evidence being revealed about Joe Biden 1 month before the 2020 elections. You, ladies and gentlemen, interfered with the United States of America 2020 presidential election, knowingly and willingly. That's the bad news. It's going to get worse because this is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part. Your attorneys are familiar with that.
Hold on. I'm going to pause it there. Look, I keep it real. What he's trying to do is really kind of intimidate them. That's the way it should be. They should be afraid that they're going to be arrested afterwards. But with our Department of Justice, it ain't going to happen. I don't want you guys to get your hopes up. He's saying that, but does anyone believe that the Biden White House and the Department of Justice is going to do jack squat to these people? No. But exposing it matters. Exposing it makes it harder for them to do things in the future, but it's more than that. Exposing the sinful activities and how corrupt the Democrat Party is and its minions and how it will do anything for power and steal elections and overthrow your country, showing that your country was overthrown by these people and that our Constitution was basically burned at the stake by these people is still very important for the world to see and for you to see. So here's more.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to spend 5 hours with these ladies and gentlemen during depositions surely yet to come. But for right now, I'll yield the balance of my time to my colleague, Mr. Jordan.
And the Media Research Center polled Democratic voters in 2020 swing states and found that 17% would have changed their vote if they had known the contents and evidence of the New York Post story. President Trump lost key states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Wisconsin, by collectively just over 100,000 votes. And if this is accurate, this poll, 3.2 million votes could have swung. And he only needed a teeny fraction of those 3.2 million. That decision almost certainly changed the result of the 2020 presidential election.
Okay, let's keep this real again. I don't like this because it legitimizes the election. The election was stolen. Donald Trump did win those states. Having 3 million more people spread out vote for Donald Trump that didn't because of they hid the Hunter Biden laptop story would have not have changed the results. Here's why. They would have put up 3 extra million more votes spread out through these states until Joe Biden won. They would have extended the counting for a whole nother day until Joe Biden won. Why do we pretend? It doesn't matter the amount. It doesn't matter that the Biden laptop story got out. They would have just stuffed that many more ballots in. The reason why Biden won so little is because they had to make up such huge margins. And once they finally got like 10,000 more than what in front of Trump, they were sick of stuffing ballots. That's why they end it there, because they're tired. But if they knew they had to go way more to get Biden up, they wouldn't be tired. They'd be like, once they get over that hill, then they stop. And then it looks really close. Because they're not going to go to try to make it 100,000 more votes. That's tiring. So I just don't like when he's trying to grill them. You're trying to make a point, but you actually just legitimized and acted like Joe Biden barely won. And he won because of the Hunter Biden laptop. Joe Biden didn't win. They stole the election. Joe Biden lost. Even with the Hunter laptop story being suppressed by the media and Twitter, Donald Trump still got more votes than any other president in the history of America. And they can cheat so well that even the president who gets the most votes in history, they were able to cheat and make Joe Biden, the worst candidate in all of American politic history, beat the most popular president of all time. That's how bad they cheated. They shut down all 5 key states. Here's the 5 key states that Donald Trump has to win the election. They said this days and days before, weeks, months before the election. Here's the 5 key states. And lo and behold, all of those 5 key states have Donald Trump winning. So they all shut down and say, we'll give you the results of those 5 key states in the morning once Joe Biden has had enough stuffed ballots to overtake the lead. And that's exactly what happened. And anyone who says it didn't happen is a liar or didn't live through it. How could you not know? I lived through it. I watched it. I didn't even go to sleep that night. I watched it the whole night. I stayed up for 48 hours to watch the steal so that I could tell people I know exactly what happened. And I watched it happen. And I watched it the whole night. They stuffed and stole all 5 states from Donald Trump. And it doesn't matter how many votes Donald Trump got. This is why I don't understand why he's running again. President Trump, you already won by the biggest landslide in American history, probably. And they stole it from you. You are not going to win by more the next time. And they're going to steal it regardless. Why are you even running? I don't even understand. Seriously, I don't get it. But I want you to feel good about when they grill Twitter. I feel like I'm being negative, Nancy. It's not that. You'll feel a little bit better when they grill Twitter. But I am a realist. I like truth. And I see things and I'm like, Mike, that's not the truth. You're making a point, but your point is on the premise that the Democrats have laid out. That's all a premise is a lie. We always go with their false premises. And that's why we lose. When you go with the false premise that Joe Biden won barely, and if we had that Hunter laptop, that's a false premise. Joe Biden lost. That's the proper premise. And you always must start there or else you're buying into their lies. And I always feel like I have to correct it, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating to me. Let's go back to more, though.
Mr. Roth, have you communicated with government officials ever on a platform called Jira? Yes or no? Real quick answer. We're on the clock.
Not yes to the no? best of my recollection.
Not no. to your recollection? Great. If you did, in the event, communicate, who would have had access to this platform?
That's the nature of my confusion.
Okay.
Jira is...
Did you ever speak to government officials on Jira regarding taking down social media posts?
Again, not to the best of my recollection.
Can you explain to me why the federal government would ever have interest in communicating through Jira, mind you, a private cloud server, with social media companies without oversight to censor American voices? I want to let you know that this is a violation of the First Amendment, and the federal government is colluding with social media companies to censor Americans. Mr. Chairman, I ask for unanimous consent to submit these graphics into record. And Mr. Roth, I'm going to refresh your memory for you. This flowchart behind me.
Ordered.
Thank you, Chair. This flowchart shows the following federal agencies, social media companies, Twitter, leftist nonprofits, and organizations communicating regarding their version of misinformation using Jira, a private cloud server. On this chart, I want to annotate that the Department of Homeland Security, which has the following branches, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, also known as CISA, Countering Foreign Intelligence Task Force, now known as the Misinfo, Disinfo, and Malinformation, MDM. This was again used against the American people. The Election Partnership Institute or Election Integrity Partnership, EIP, which includes the following Stanford Internet Observatory, University of Washington Center for Informed Public, Graphica, and Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab. And potentially, according to what we found on the final report by EIP, the DNC. The Center for Internet Security, CIS, a nonprofit funded by DHS, the National Association of Secretaries of State, also known as NASS, and the National Association of State Election Directors, NASED. And in this case, because there are other social media companies involved, Twitter. What do all of these groups, though, have in common? And I'm going to, again, refresh your memory. They were all communicating on a private cloud server known as Jira. Now, the screenshot behind me, which is an example of one of thousands, shows on November 3rd, 2020, that you, Mr. Roth, a Twitter employee, were exchanging communications on Jira, a private cloud server, with CISA, NASS, NASED, and Alex Stamos, who now works at Stanford and is a former security officer at Facebook, to remove a posting. Do you now remember communicating on a private cloud server to remove a posting? Yes or no?
I wouldn't agree with the characterization.
I don't care if you agree. This is your stuff. Yes or no, did you communicate with a private entity, the government agency, on a private cloud server, yes or no?
The question was if I...
Yes or no? Yeah, I'm on time. Yes or no?
Ma'am, I don't believe I can give you a yes or no.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that you did, and we have proof of it. This, ladies and gentlemen, is joint action between the federal government and a private company to censor and violate the First Amendment. This is also known, and I'm so glad that there's many attorneys on this panel, joint state actors. It's highly illegal. You are all engaged in this action, and I want you to know that you will be all held accountable. Ms. Gaddy, are you still on CISA's Cybersecurity Advisory Council? Yes or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay. For those who have said that this is a pointless hearing, and I just want to let you guys all know, we found that Twitter was indeed communicating with the federal government to censor Americans. I'd like to remind you that this was all in place before January 6th. So to say that these mechanisms weren't in place and to make it about January 6th, I want to let you know that you guys were actually in control of all of the content. And clearly we have proof of that. Now, if you don't think that this is important to your constituents and the American people, from those saying that this was a pointless hearing, I suggest you find other jobs. Chairman, I yield my time.
Chair for yielding. Mr. Baker, you said you didn't talk with the FBI that day. Did you talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop story prior to then or after that day?
I'm trying to make sure I can answer this question consistent with the restrictions that I talked about in my opening.
Simple question. You talked to the FBI about the Hunter Biden story.
I do. To the best of my recollection, I did not talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden story before that day.
Did you talk to him after it? You said your response is real specific to the chairman. You said, I did not talk to the FBI about the Hunter Biden laptop story that day. I assume that day is October 14th. I want to know if you talked to him on the 13th or before, or if you talked to him on the 15th and after.
I don't recall speaking to the FBI. Sitting here today, I don't recall speaking to the FBI at all about the Hunter Biden matter.
Well, then why'd you answer it the way you did?
I beg your pardon?
I yield back to
Eddie. Are you aware that Hunter Biden's lawyers as recently as last week wrote the Department of Justice about Hunter Biden's laptop?
I've seen some articles about that.
Yes, they did. And it appears that Hunter Biden's attorney is admitting that the laptop and emails on it are authentic. So, Ms. Gaddy, on October 14th, 2020, did Hunter Biden report to Twitter that he was the victim of a hack?
No, I don't believe he did.
Ms. Gaddy, when the New York Post initially broke the story about the laptop, did you call Hunter Biden's lawyer to ask if it was authentic?
No, I did not.
Isn't it correct that the Biden campaign had contact with Twitter in the run-up to the 2020 election?
Not to my knowledge.
And you're telling this committee that you didn't ask any Biden representative if the laptop was real or for Hunter Biden's attorney's phone number to confirm its authenticity?
We did not speak to anybody related to that.
Mr. Baker, are you aware that the FBI had Hunter Biden's laptop since December of 2019?
I'm sorry, am I aware of that now?
Were you aware then?
Then, no. I don't believe, sir, that to the best of my recollection, I don't think I knew.
But you're aware now.
I've heard that now, yes.
Mr. Becker, did you call any of your contacts at the FBI to ask whether or not they knew if the material had been hacked?
I don't recall contacting them about that on that day.
Mr. Roth, Ms. Gaddy, and Mr. Becker. It appears to me that you failed at your jobs. You were entrusted with the highest level of power at Twitter, but when you were faced with the New York Post story, instead of allowing people to judge the information for themselves, you rushed to find a reason why the American people shouldn't see it. In a matter of hours, you were deciding on the truth of a story that spans years and dozens of complex international transactions. You did this because you were terrified of Joe Biden not winning the election in 2020. That's what it appeared. I can assure you this committee will succeed in holding the Bidens accountable. So much of the evidence of wrongdoing from this family is located in that hard drive.
Yeah, and I think, look, God's going to hold America accountable. These people are communists, and they worked with the FBI, which is an organization that has turned against America, clearly, went against Donald Trump, didn't want him elected, and helps rig the elections and helps elections that are rigged in other states. Whenever there's evidence of election fraud, the FBI makes sure that those people are not prosecuted and that the elections are held up, even though there's cheating galore. They made sure that they allowed all five key states to be stolen. The FBI allowed that. The FBI is the one censoring everything to try to dictate the election. The FBI controls Twitter, controls Facebook, controls all the social media. It's frustrating. It's evil. But I got more to give you. I got more. Take a listen to this. This is from the Daily Caller.
We know how many FBI agents worked at Twitter while you were there.
I don't believe any active FBI agents.
Former FBI agents, how many worked there while you were there?
I'm aware of perhaps two.
Well, we know of at least nine because they started the BU group chat, BU for Bureau. Now, Mr. Roth, did the FBI ever ask you to share information like users' communication data without going through proper legal channels?
No, they did not. And I would have refused if they had.
That's correct. I see that you denied Agent Chan's request for access to Twitter's data feed. What's sick isn't that you would deny it. It's that the FBI would even ask you for the private data of American citizens without going through legal channels of the law. Now, I want to remind you, Mr. Roth, that you are under oath. Did the FBI ever ask you to do anything that was illegal or questionably legal?
I'm not a lawyer, but certainly not to the best of my recollection or knowledge.
Now, from the hearing that I've
been a part of today. It's almost impossible to tell where the FBI ends and where Twitter begins. We have Mr. Baker here, a former FBI agent, and there seems to be a revolving door between the FBI and Twitter itself. Even Mr. Baker said that there was no collusion with the federal government and Twitter. But Mr. Baker, that's you. You are the collusion between the federal government and the FBI. And now with it, this is such a problem because we're seeing censorship all over. Mr. Roth, Ms. Gatti, did either of you approve the shadow banning of my account at Lauren Boebert? Yes or no?
No, I did not.
Not to the best of my recollection.
Well, let me refresh your memory because on March 12th, 2021, and Mr. Roth, I know you looked at it because Fascist Twitter 1.0 had a public interest exceptions policy, which means for members of Congress to be shadow banned, it had to go before you, Mr. Roth. So I'll ask again, did you shadow ban my account? Yes or no?
Again, not to the best of my recollection.
So the answer is, Mr. Roth, yes, you did. I found out last night from Twitter staff that you suppressed my account for this tweet. It's a freaking joke about Hillary Clinton being angry that she couldn't rig her election. It's a joke. But in response, being the sinister overlords that you all are, you placed a 90-day account filter so I could not be found. And now we see here that Twitter staff said the visibility filter on my account excluded me from top searches, prevented notifications for non-followers, and much more.
Yeah, she destroys them and goes on, but I'm running out of time. The point here is though, remember, the FBI is really the problem in America. It's the FBI that is the biggest problem in America. And you have a corrupt Department of Justice. These evil people went along with it. It was all fun and games for them at the time, even though they're committing crimes. I was banned on Twitter, one of the first, way before people even knew. People didn't even believe Twitter banned people when I got banned. That's how early on I got banned and got kicked off of Twitter. Or when I was doing my radio show and I told people, I'm banned, Twitter banned me. I'm banned in Google searches right now. And you know how you can tell? You can go to Bing and just type in my name, Ben Armstrong, and I will pop up. In Google, I used to pop up everything. I was always the number one. For years and years, I was the number one thing. You don't have to type in anything but my name, Ben Armstrong. Boom, first thing that pops up. I was the first seven things that popped up. I'm not anymore, not even on Bing and stuff, but I do still pop up number one if you do Bing or DuckDuckGo. But if you do Google and type in my name, just Ben Armstrong, I will not show up whatsoever. And you can go pages down, which means they have a block specifically on my name. Google specifically put my name in and blocked it. And it's been blocked like that for maybe 2 years now or more. I don't even know exactly how long it's been so long. I'm so used to being blocked. But Google specifically blocked my name. Now, you can find me if on Google you put Ben Armstrong, the new American, and then I'll pop up. But it has to be so specific. That's the games they play. This is the evil, and the evil is still going on. And Google, you're being pure evil. You do it to so many people. People forget about Google, but they do. I'm out of time. Remember this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!
Sophia paused before the door. It read, Department of Bi-Digital Convergence. Just inside was a new world, a better world, the one of everlasting life, of no pain, of no loss, of no problem. She entered the chamber and her surroundings changed. She saw around her an infinite field of waving golden grain surmounted by cloudless blue sky. The AI voice whispered gently in her mind, Welcome to the singularity. She couldn't see it and couldn't feel it, but her body had almost instantly been covered by a swarm of tiny gray multi-legged bots that melted through her clothes and into her skin. Not perceiving the nightmare, her eyes had already been consumed and the rest of her body was dissolving as the bots digested her flesh. She felt only a warmth suffusing her being. Drowsy, she drifted to sleep, and her last thought was one of panic. Would she ever wake? Could a nightmare vision like this be an outcome of the much-hyped transhumanist technological singularity? Enter the world of the future as illuminated by the experience of the past in Endgame. The new book by Dennis Barrett, the publisher of The New American Magazine, and find out how the disastrous COVID pandemic response fits with the technocratic elite's thirst to create a transhumanist utopia. Get Endgame from shopjbs.org with free shipping with code ENDSHIP, E-N-D-S-H-I-P. Or get Endgame and the Great Reset Collector's Issue of the New American Magazine and get free shipping plus an additional 20% off both with code N20, E-N-D-2-0.